For WFP Sudan, we're requiring $409 million for the food assistance response alone. In addition to that, we require $109 million to respond in the neighboring countries. And so, again, this is only WFP, so food. If we're looking at other needs, other humanitarian needs, including water, shelter, medical supplies, then the actual overall requirement for the entire humanitarian sector is $2.6 billion. So
Yes.
this 1.5 billion is still 1 billion short of what would be required.
Now, what needs to be done more to help the Sudanese people caught in this crisis?
Well, first and foremost, the fighting needs to be stopped. There needs to be a long-term ceasefire, and this conflict has to end because this conflict has disrupted what was already a dire humanitarian situation and made it even worse. So now we're looking at a catastrophe on top of what was already a crisis. So first and foremost, the fighting needs to stop, and that means the international community needs to come together and advocate for that. And for each member state of the United Nations to leverage whatever diplomatic and negotiating tools it has for this fighting to stop. That's the first thing. But then for the humanitarian response, immediately we need urgent funding in order to scale up and support all these people whose lives have been completely upended by this conflict, to provide for WFP life-saving assistance as well as treatment of malnutrition. And then beyond that, we also urgently require the opening up of humanitarian corridors, especially to West Darfur. For so that we can reach people who are trapped there and have been stuck in intense fighting now for almost 9 weeks.
Even before the current crisis in Sudan, WFP and other United Nations agencies predicted or forecasted that close to either a third or close to half of Sudan's population is going to be needing food assistance this year. How has this conflict worsened the situation?
So before the onset of the crisis, we had done an analysis on the overall food security situation, basically in quarter one, which showed that around 16 million people, which is actually over one third of the population, was facing acute food insecurity, not having a stable way to access food, afford food. Now, with this conflict, an additional 2.5 million people could further be pushed into hunger, and that would mean that around 40% of the population would not know where their next meal is coming from, which is record levels. And year by year, over the last 3 years, we've been seeing this concerning rise in food insecurity. Each year, we're reporting record levels, and now this conflict is just making what was already a difficult situation, and a not very promising food security outlook even worse.